My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It looks like Jack Conklin may very well be starting over at left tackle for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Here is head coach Kevin Stefanski on an update on Jed Wills.
He's getting close, so we'll see. But I wouldn't call it a setback. I'd say with any injury that you're rehabbing, you have to just treat it how it's responding and those type of things. So, you know, he wants to be out here last month. I mean, he wants to be out here 2 months ago, but just going to continue to treat him and make sure that we're doing what is right medically.
What happened here?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was hoping to ask you. I couldn't wait to get back on the radio, and I was going to say, I tell my wife, you know, me and my wife were having some very, very important conversations over the last week, many of them about Jedrick Wills, and I said to my wife, Sarah, what is going on with Jedrick Wills? She's like, well, you better ask your buddy Ken. And I say, well, I can't do that until Monday. Well, here we are Monday, 6:27, so Ken, what's going on with Jedrick Wills?
He had a knee scope, and apparently it takes 9 months to come back from a knee scope. I don't know. Now, there's something ain't right in there.
Setbacks pave the way for comeback.
9 months
so,
later.
Because 9 months later, I mean, there have been children who have been conceived and born in the time that Jed Wills has had his knee scoped and come back. And be like, well, you know what happened? Yeah, I understand it happened later in the season. I get that. So did it happen with DeJuan Jones. I mean, it's happened with other guys. Guys get their knee scoped. Now I'm imagining that his injury, like when I brought up Joel Bitonio. Yes, Joel Bitonio got a scope and came back in 2 weeks because he got it done over a bye week. But I wonder if that's maintenance. This was an injury. Still, I mean, 9 months later, and he's in a contract year. Like, this is a big deal. This is, I hope we understand this. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah, obviously.
I've asked around, but, you know, mum's the word, this, HIPAA laws and such.
This was more complicated than I think anybody was letting on. I guess there still isn't really, in sports, I always wonder about this. Like, forget about the media, but just fans in general. Are we afforded any kind of, do we have the right to know this stuff? Do we have the right as fans to know about injuries? I mean, gambling now being a part of the sport, they're supposed to be a little more transparent, right?
Didn't they get Belichick in trouble for not reporting things or false reporting things in the past? Like, yeah, you kind of...
And this isn't a quarterback, so nobody cares. Like, around the league, nobody is changing the Browns' win over-under total based on Jedrick Wills.
But by this...
But it's like, we're just sitting here going, you just got your knee scope 9 months ago. You missed the entire training camp.
By the letter of the law, isn't he doing what he's supposed to do? By the rules of what they are? Like, I don't think that they've broken any rules on reporting injuries or something. He's not out there. He's not out there. It's an injury. Like, that's
what
the way
I'm saying.
It goes.
No, the Browns aren't doing anything illegal or whatever. And I probably just, as we're having this conversation now, there are probably some people listening that don't care. They're just like, oh, whatever. Jack Conklin may be better anyway. Like, they probably don't care.
I think that's a very careless attitude to have.
It might be.
I don't agree with that idea. Go ahead.
But just overall, like, I always wonder when me and you sit there and we will hear things about certain players and we're like, well, that doesn't seem like a certain team is being very honest about a player and their surgery or a player and their recovery, their rehab efforts. This one, just kind of a mystery all the way around.
Yeah, I worry about this. Because, guys, like Jack Conklin, when's the last time he played a full season? He's never played a full season with us. And I've kind of been jokey here and there, but it's true. Like, when Jack Conklin goes down, and I don't think it's a question if, I think it's a question of when Jack Conklin goes down, all right, who's going to fill that void over at left tackle again? Like, I think we're kind of putting a Band-Aid on a Band-Aid here, where I don't know when Jed Wills is going to be back. So if we're trending towards better, well, how long's the ramp up? How long's the trend? Like, I don't anticipate just putting him out there on Sunday. So I think that Sunday's probably already a wash. Is week two available then? Is that the ramp up then against Jacksonville on the road? Like, I'm serious about this. Mm-hmm. Like, when do you get that guy out there? Because he's a top 10 pick. This is a contract year for him. I don't think he's not that great, but he's not as bad as what some of us make him out to be. He has a penalty every game that really sets us up for anger, but he's not as bad as what a lot of us want to make him out to be because he's not Joe Thomas.
Well, it's funny. I bet if you polled right now our fan base, they feel better with Jack Conklin, somebody who hasn't played. When's the last time he played left tackle?
Do you feel better with Jack Conklin?
College.
No, I would have felt better if Jedrick Wills would have been here all of camp and been able to play. I probably would have felt better if that was the situation. Now,
so you don't feel good?
It feels like this could just be throwing darts and hoping.
I think that's kind of what they're doing here at the left tackle position. Now, he's a veteran presence, Jack Conklin is, and he played a lot of left tackle in college. He had 35 games over at the left tackle position, so it's not like he...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He doesn't know what he's doing over there. Like, this was one of the things that we talked about in the offseason where if I could have, which I thought Jed Wills would be able to walk around, I didn't realize it was going to be this type of rehab for crying out loud. But if you would have been able to do it T-shirts and shorts during OTAs, like, all right, let's see where DeJuan Jones is maybe on the left side. What do we put Jed Wills over there on the right side? And I asked DeJuan Jones after the Seahawks game, and he said point blank, like, no, I'm not good at playing left tackle. I can't play left tackle. Keep me over at the right tackle spot. Like, he was very, very honest about that. All right, well, he barely had any experience over at left tackle. So some people look at his size and they think naturally he's a left tackle. He's a right tackle, DeJuan Jones is. For Jed's been a left tackle this entire time, but we've always this entire time said that his natural position is right tackle. So I got three left tackles. I got nobody over there at the left tackle position, and I got to figure out something to do against Dallas, which is going to have a defense and is going to have a pass rush against Deshaun Watson. So it's right now I got to piecemeal it together if I'm Kevin Stefanski, because it seems that Jed Wills just isn't ready to go, and now I'm kind of holding up my arms going, when is he going to be ready? When is he going to be ready?
And what's he even going to look like when he's there?
And what's he going to look like when he's there?
Because he already had his issues, was not at times the most confident of guys over there. And I think a lot of the fan base feels the same way, not necessarily that confident about him.
Lima Likes coming up at 6:40. By the way, how far up are the Cowboys on the list of hated teams?
You know, I was thinking about this because when we talk about the hated teams, it's always the Steelers, right, in the NFL. You know, obviously Yankees are going to come up. The Red Sox are going to come up. Boston Celtics, I think, for a lot of people. We've had playoff battles with them over the years. The Cowboys is interesting because there are going to be a lot of Cowboy fans in that stadium, right?
I would imagine. Much to my
chagrin.
I don't
think it's going to be a takeover, though. It is our opener.
Mitch is a Cowboys fan. So, I mean, he'll...
No, I'm not.
Oh, I just assumed you were.
I relinquished my part-time status with the Cowboys like 2 years ago.
Is that how that works?
There wasn't enough room with the Yankees, the Duke, Blue Devils.
You're a Duke fan, too?
No. No, he just made that up.
Oh, and the Tar Heels.
Are you a Tar Heel fan, too?
I'll be for the Tar Heels if Ohio State's not in it.
Okay. So you're a couple. So who are you rooting for on Sunday?
Browns.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. There will be a lot of Cowboys fans there, though. I think Cowboys fans, because they're such a large fan base, it's all like, are the Yankees and Guardians rivals? No. But do you hate the Yankees? Yes. So are the Cowboys and Browns rivals? No. Do you hate the Cowboys? Probably leaning towards yes. Because there's going to be so many of them and they travel so well.
For
me, it's always going to be a lot of fans there.
For me, it's always just been sick and tired of hearing about the Cowboys. Yes. Like their uniforms are awesome. The national games, it was always cool when I was young. They were great when I was young. The Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin teams were awesome to watch. They were. I'm just so sick of everything outside of that. Like the just constant discussion, football pod, and Dak Prescott, contract situation. I'm like, man.
But they are a dramatic team.
They are, absolutely.
Jerry Jones keeps them dramatic. They're a history-making team with a lot of different things that they've done.
By the way, always been entertained by Jerry Jones. Yeah. I mean, the fact you have an NFL owner that, what, he picks the players, we talk about meddling owner.
He does a weekly interview. He gives the truth of what he sees every single week, come hell or high water. I mean, you don't hear that from other owners.
And they win.
You just don't.
They win a lot of games. They win a lot of regular season games.
And because he's desperately trying to, because everybody gives Jimmy credit for the third championship that they won during that time out of 4 years, it's like he's desperately trying to get another Super Bowl before he clocks out, which is morbid, but it's true. And because of that, race to do it, I think it's made him more uneven. I think it's made him a little bit more bizarre, but I think it's made him a little bit more fun. But no, I think the Cowboys, because for the exact same reason you say, as a host, they're fun to talk about. If you're hosting a national show, they are a hoot to talk about. And that's why I think so many of them do. And they do draw a lot of ratings because they do draw a lot of people to listen to them. But at the same time, I think if you're a fan of another team, you're sick and tired of hearing about the Cowboys. So that makes you dislike the Cowboys very, very much.
And so if you are beating the Cowboys at home to kick off your season,
it would make it a very big start to the season.
And your quarterback looks good.
Which would make this the biggest season opener in comparison to a lot of others. Maybe with the exception of the Carolina one, except the Carolina one was in Carolina. It wasn't in Cleveland. This is in Cleveland. It's got Brady. This might be the biggest opener since 99.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.